701, I feel bold today. Got a checkup yesterday. Took one of those stress tests. You know where they hook you up to electrocardiogram and then you get on a treadmill and they roll that bad boy till you're gagging and they see what your tick is doing. Boy, I tell you what, I didn't like watching that. I don't mind them hooking them electrodes, but I hate to see readouts of my own heart. You know, it's just, I was watching that thing. I could just picture the cholesterol splattering throughout the valves. The years of abuse, all those Bavarian creams kicking in. Oh, Nelly. Oh, Nelly. Yeah, but it turned out it was okay. Checked out, heart pumping normally, no constriction of the arteries. Decent shape, although I did have high blood pressure, a little high. Not dramatically, a little high. They took it a few times. It was 150 over, what did they say it was? 150 over 104. Oh, God, I could be slab bound. The doctor took it like three or four times. He said, you shouldn't, 35 years old, you shouldn't have blood pressure like this. I said, well, I'm under a lot of pressure. I'm under a lot of strain. I do a lot of shrieking. He said, well, still, 150, well, that's not normal. I mean, that's a little. I said, all right. You're not taking an accurate reading. It's hard to get the blood pressure reading around that massive arm of mine. Why don't you wrap the cuff around? Ish. Yeah. He said, well, I don't know if I did. I said, come on. You want an accurate blood pressure reading? That's what you got to do. He said, well, it's highly irregular. I said, come on, knock. Let's see. Put your money where your mouth is. He said, well, okay. And he wrapped that bad boy around there, slapped the Velcro, and...
Maryland International Raceway is the place to...
All right,